Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Now let's meet Ebony Payne. She's a reporter who will be filing stories and blogging from her hometown, Washington, D.C. Welcome, Ebony. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, why do you think young people of color are getting so involved with the environment these days?
Well, I think the direction of the country is going green. Young people of color see the opportunities that we have. We also see the disproportionate amount of suffering that our communities are facing. Like with Hurricane Katrina and even the earthquake in Haiti, we're able to see that these natural disasters have huge implications, particularly for our communities, and that the government isn't always quick to respond. With the election of Barack Obama, seeing that we can come together and make big change, I think people of color are just getting really excited to have an impact.
There's an increase of interest among young people of color of the environment, but the number seems pretty small. What's your experience been?
It is small. I used to say it can be pretty lonely being Black and being an environmentalist. But it also makes me realize how critical it is to have the voice of communities of color in the discussion. Because if it's not, then the decisions will be made without us, and they are being made without us.
So what got you motivated to tell the story of environmental change?
Well, I had an upbringing of playing outside a lot, and I was just really sick and tired of seeing my neighborhood trashed. I remember I was walking to school one day, and there was this bush, and it was just decorated with plastic bags. And I remember thinking that it looked like a Christmas tree with plastic bags as ornaments. But I was just really sick and tired of seeing my neighborhood like it was worth nothing.
And so then what draws you to telling the story of environmental change?
I think being a reporter, it's a nice way to be able to relate to a lot of different people and to be able to tell everybody's story to inspire others. And I think just carrying around a sign, it's important, but I feel like writing and telling stories is a much more effective way to get the message out.
So as a reporter, what do you find that young people of color care most about when it comes to the environment?
I would say toxic substances being leaked into their groundwater and into their communities. I would also say the lack of healthy food. If you go into many Black neighborhoods, it takes a long time to find healthy fruits and vegetables.
What are you working on now for Planet Harmony in terms of a story?
For my next story, I'm focusing on Congressman Clyburn. He is going on a national environmental justice tour with the EPA and Lisa Jackson. And I hope to be working on the new TSCA legislation reform that has been introduced into Congress recently. The legislation deals with over 83,000 chemicals, five of which are being regulated. And the legislation is trying to change it so that the EPA has more power to regulate and to assess chemicals before they go on the market.
What do you tell your friends that ask you, hey, how come you're involved in this Enviro thing?
I feel like it's the most important issue. I feel like any issue that you care about can somehow be related back to the environment. If you want to talk about agriculture, national defense, healthcare, public health, makeup, and chemicals being in your makeup, anything that you want to talk about, it can be related back to the environment. So I just love that.
Well, Ebony Payne, I want to thank you for taking this time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And you can check out Planet Harmony on the web by going to myplanetharmony.com. That's myplanetharmony.com.